Blog Talk Radio.
Internet world, welcome to the Cross in the Desert, speaking hope and freedom to Iran. I'm your host, Randy L. Noble, and I want to say once again, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy life to join me today on my podcast. Today is Thursday, March 21st, 2024, and I want to say a very happy Nowruz to all of my dear Iranian friends all over the world in Iran and in their host countries as refugees. I want to say happy spring to them. We're going to have a really unique program today. We're going to talk about the Nowruz celebration, the Persian New Year, the first day of spring for my Iranian friends. We're going to get a little history of it and talk a little bit about the background to it, play a little Persian music. But what I want to do before I talk about the official meaning of Nowruz, I want to go back a week earlier, before Nowruz began, to last Tuesday and Wednesday, to an event called Shahar Shambi Shari. Now, what in the world is that, Randy? Well, it's a festival of fire. It's the week before the official start of Nowruz, and I've got these pictures of my Iranian friends jumping over bonfires. It's pretty amazing. But it's a festival of fire. It's held on the eve of the last Wednesday of the Iranian calendar year, and it starts on a Tuesday evening. And what it is, it symbolizes good health, light, and purity. There's a reason they do this. It's a fire jumping festival full of customs, rituals. It marks the arrival of spring and Nowruz. Now, remember, this is a week before the official start of Nowruz. It means Wednesday in Farsi, Shahar Shambi. And it talks about red and celebration. And before this festival starts, people gather brushwood, they make bonfires in various open areas, and after sunset, after making the bonfires, they jump over the flames and sing. Now, why do they do that? There's a meaning behind everything, right? Well, they wish the fire, that is, to take their parlor, sickness, and problems and turn them into redness, warmth, energy, and health. So jumping over the bonfire symbolizes burning all that bad, negative energy, unhappiness, sickness, and problems, and looking forward to a new beginning. So there you have it, a little bit of history. I thought it was really interesting, the symbolism in all of this, what it means, and why they do it. So if you're an Iranian and you do this bonfire, it's a week before the official start of Nowruz, you have this ritual. And when you jump over this fire, you're believing that somehow in this Zoroastrian ritual, that's where it comes from, the religion of Zoroastrianism, they believe that jumping over the bonfire burns all that bad, negative energy, unhappiness, sickness, and problems away. So it's kind of a cleansing, if you will. And with this jumping over the bonfire, it symbolizes looking forward to a new beginning. I want to take the concepts of Char Shan Shabi, and I want to talk to you what the Bible says about cleansing. So if jumping over the bonfire is cleansing, it's really interesting how when you go to God's Word, you see what God has to say about cleansing. This is a promise he made to his people, the children of Israel, when they were in exile. But I think it applies here to the whole idea of cleansing. He says in Ezekiel 36, 24 through 26, "For I will take you out of the nations. I will gather you from all the countries and bring you back into your own land," which is something so many Iranians want to do, to come back to their homeland, to come back to a land that is not dominated by Islam and this evil government and regime. They want to come back to their own land. So God is saying, I'm going to take you out of the nations. I will gather you from all the countries and bring you back into your own land. And look what he says he will do. "I will sprinkle clean water on you, and you will be clean. I will cleanse you from all of your impurities and from all your idols. I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit in you. I will remove from you your heart of stone and give you a heart of flesh." So if jumping over the bonfire is burning away all that negativity and it's kind of a ritual cleansing, what does God say? In retrospect, God wants to cleanse those Iranians who don't know him and need to have that personal, vital relationship with him. And he promises, "I will do something that you cannot do." As interesting as it is to jump over this bonfire, I want to do something to you, my dear Iranians, inside you. I want to cleanse you. I want to sprinkle my living water on you, and you will be clean. I'm going to cleanse you from all your impurities and from all your idols. I want to give you a new beginning. Isn't this what Nowruz is all about? New day, new beginning. I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit in you, and I will take out from you your heart of stone and give you a heart of flesh. What an amazing promise God wants to do. And as we think about the bonfire jumping and what Iranians do, it's symbolizing burning away all this negative energy and having a new beginning. When a person comes to Christ, the Bible says, "Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come. The old is gone. The new is here. If anyone be in Christ, he is a new creature. All the old has passed away, and all the new has come." There is your new beginning. What a wonderful promise that God has. And as I'm sitting here thinking about this ritual that takes place like last week before Nowruz, the bonfire, it's the desire of every Iranian. When they come to Nowruz, they hope and pray for things to be better, to have a new beginning. Well, God's Word has something very important to say about new beginnings. Jeremiah chapter 29, verses 11 through 13. "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you, to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future." There it is, that wonderful new beginning. God desires for every Iranian to know that I have plans for you, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a new future. "Then you will call on me and come and pray to me, and I will listen to you. You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all of your heart." On a side note, I cannot pass by this verse of scripture without remembering the book I wrote for my dear Iranian friend, Maral, 7 years ago. When she left Iran, she was going to be arrested. She and her son, Parham, joined a refugee band in Turkey and crossed over the Zagros Mountains into Germany. It was on land and by sea. It took over 2 or 3 months to get to Germany, but they did it. And this verse of scripture was something I had shared with my Iranian friend Maral prior to her leaving. I didn't even know that she was going to leave. We had a time together on Skype, and I was sharing with her this verse, and she loved the promise of this verse. It's the name of the book I wrote for my dear friend Maral more than 7 years ago, Maral's Journey to Freedom, Finding Hope and a Future. And that's based on Jeremiah chapter 29. But this is the new beginning that God wants to give Iranians, this hope and a future. And now what I want to do, I want to share with all of us a little bit of the background of what Nowruz is all about. So sit back. This is a brief tutorial that explains the significance of this Persian New Year. Let's listen.
Nowruz is the name of the Iranian New Year's Day, also known as the Persian New Year, which is celebrated worldwide by various ethno-linguistic groups. Nowruz is the first day of Farvardin, which is the first month of the Iranian solar calendar. The word Nowruz is the combination of Persian words no and ruz, meaning new day, and it has been celebrated for over 3,000 years. Nowruz usually occurs on March 21st or the previous or the following day, depending on where it is observed. The moment the sun crosses the celestial equator and equalizes night and day is calculated exactly every year, and families gather together to observe the ritual. There are several holiday customs during Nowruz festive period, such as house cleaning before the new year, visiting family and friends during the 13 days of the Nowruz holidays, decorating the house, and of course, the most symbolic tradition is the Haftin table. Haftin is the name of the special table of Nowruz, the festival of New Year and the beginning of spring. This table is made up of seven items that start with the letter S. In fact, Haftin literally means seven S letters, and every item symbolizes something positive for the coming year. Sumac, which are crushed spice of berries, symbolize the sunrise and the spice of life. Senjed, which are sweet dry fruits of the lotus tree, symbolize love and affection. Serke, which is vinegar, symbolizes patience and age. Sib are apples, and these symbolize health and beauty. Sir is garlic, which symbolizes good health. Samanu, which is wheat pudding, symbolizes fertility and the sweetness of life. Sabze, which is sprouted wheatgrass, symbolizes rebirth and the renewal of nature. Apart from these seven items, there are other things placed on the table that depend on the family tradition. The table is usually set some hours before the beginning of the new year. Then the family members spend the last moments of the ending year sitting together and reading their holy book or poems of Hafez and Ferdowsi. However, Persians don't just stop there with celebrating this joyous festive time. Let's experience more of Nowruz together.
All you have to do is go to my Facebook. Oops, sorry about that. Last minute. All you have to do is go to my Facebook page and you will see some of the most creative, well thought out, half seen tables. They're very, very beautiful. Many of them are very exotic looking. The items that begin with S are all there, as you heard in our tutorial. And they have a symbol for every item, a meaning behind it. But some of these tables are just amazing. And when you go to my Facebook page, you'll see lots of them displayed, as well as the display of the tables here on the podcast link. But they are the central part of Nowruz, that gathering together those items there as Iranians celebrate the Persian New Year. Well, of course, you cannot have Nowruz without Nowruz celebration music. So I'm going to take a couple of minutes here and feature some Persian music to get us right into the right frame of mind and mood for the Persian New Year. Here we go.
بهاران رسید جلوه دود رفت به کور و کبود رحمت سرما و دود رفت به کور و کبود
شاخ گل سرخ را وقت نزاران رسید
شاخ گل سرخ را وقت نزاران رسید
There you have it, authentic Persian music, which is the epitome, the culmination of every Nowruz celebration. You have to have good music, and that is courtesy of YouTube, as I found just the right flavor of music to share with you today. A couple of things I want to mention on this Nowruz for us to remember and pray for is two very important artists that are suffering in prison during this Nowruz celebration. I'm referring to Tomaj Salehi, the Iranian rapper, who right before Nowruz had a kangaroo trial and was sentenced to another year of torture and imprisonment. Along with Tomaj Salehi is Shervin Hajipour. Shervin Hajipour is very famous for writing the Woman, Life, and Freedom anthem that has been heard all over the world that actually won a Grammy last February. It was an incredible song, but now he is being forced to 3 years of prison time, and he is forced to write a song critical of the United States and our freedoms. And he's being forced to do this while he's in prison, along with travel restrictions. He can't leave the country once he comes out and other things. But I want us to remember these two incredible artists this year as we think about Nowruz and their suffering in prison. Of course, the biggest dream of all Iranians who want a new beginning in springtime is to have freedom for themselves if they live in Iran and for their friends and loved ones if they live outside Iran as a refugee. They're thinking about their friends and their families who were still under the dictatorship government. And a few years ago, I wrote a blog about Happy Nowruz to my Iranian friends, and there was a prayer in that blog, and I want to just include that in today's program. It's so important that we pray for my friends and for your friends that may be behind the Iron Curtain of the Islamic regime this Nowruz. So my dear friends in Iran, I pray that your new year is filled with peace, prosperity, and freedom. As you gather together with your families this year and sit before your hafsin tables, please don't forget that I am thinking of you and praying for you. I am praying that God will give you the desires of your heart and that your dreams and visions of the future will one day be finally realized. I am praying that one day you will have a free Iran where you can walk down the streets without fear of being monitored, without fear of being stopped because of the way you dress. I am praying for the day that you can believe as you choose, that you can speak your mind without fear and imprisonment. I am praying for the day that you will have true freedom. I believe that day will come, my dear Iranian friends. I know that God hears the cries of your heart and my heart. Your lives are precious to him. I believe he will deliver you from all fear and oppression. And I wanted to leave you right now with a promise from the Bible that describes that day of freedom that I have spoken to you about. And this is that Bible verse. I heard a loud shout from the throne saying, God's home is now among his people. He will live with them and they will be his people. God himself will be with them. He will wipe every tear from their eyes and there will be no more death or sorrow or crying or pain. All these things are gone forever. And the one sitting on the throne said, look, I am making everything new. And he said to me, write this down, for what I tell you is trustworthy and true. God is promising you, I am making everything new. That's what Nowruz is all about. New day, new beginning. And very soon, in the very near future, God will wipe the tears away from our eyes. There will be no more sorrow, death, or crying, or pain. He is making everything new. And I want you to think about that as you listen to this song, this kind of music from my side of the world, promising you all things new. This is Big Daddy Weave.
I've heard you can take what's broken and make it whole again. Well, here's the pieces of my heart. What can you do with them? 'Cause I can't have them all together anymore. So I let them fall. You make all pain new. You make all things new. Oh God of mercy and love, do what only you can do. It makes pain. Only you can take this shot.
What a beautiful promise from Revelation chapter 21, verses 3 through 5, concluding this celebration today. It is a promise that God says, write down these words, because these words are trustworthy and true. And God cannot lie. What he says will happen will come to pass. And he has promised us a glorious future to those who have trusted in Christ as their Lord and Savior. One day everything will be new. We will leave behind the pain and the suffering of this old order of things, this planet that is corrupt with death and sin. And God says, out of it, I will make all things new. He's going to recreate the universe. He will give us a new heavens and a new earth. And so as I think of my Iranian friends today, and I think about what Nowruz means, new day, new beginning, that hope that they have, I am praying that these words, new day and new beginning, will take on a brand new meaning for them as they find their hope and their freedom in Jesus, which is the title of this program, Speaking Hope and Freedom to Iran. And so as much as I can enjoy with them this very special spring celebration, there are so many beautiful parallels out of this celebration that points to a true new beginning and a new future that is found in Christ. There are thousands of Iranians that have discovered Jesus as their Nowruz. They're part of the house church movement, the greatest underground church in all of the world. And one day, they will be able to walk the streets of Tehran without fear of imprisonment because they have accepted Christ. This is a promise that God gives us. This is a promise that we can take to the bank, as they say. We can believe because he says these words are trustworthy. And they're true. And so this Nowruz, as I think about my dear Iranian friends, I'm asking for you to come alongside me and to pray for them, to have that hope and that future and that freedom that is found in Christ, that freedom that they're really looking for. And as beautiful as this celebration is, with the little half-sin table in every house and people gathering together for good music and good food and good celebration, it all needs to point to Jesus, who is our true new beginning. I want to say God bless you and thank you so much for staying with me today and celebrating Nowruz with my dear Iranian friends. Look forward to seeing you again on Monday at 9:30 a.m. Central Standard Time for The Cross in the Desert. Have a great weekend.